From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. PG&E accepting its sentence in Butte County Superior Court related to the company's role in the 2018 campfire. In accordance with a plea agreement reached in March of this year with the Butte County DA, the company pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter and a count of unlawfully starting a fire. A statement read by the interim CEO of PG&E Corporation, Bill Smith, it reads, "During these past 2 days, we have heard the victims of the 2018 campfire share their traumatic and tragic experiences. We've heard every word from the ones in person, the ones on the phone, the ones read by Mr. Ramsey. We respect and honor each of those victims, what they have experienced, and what they have shared with us at the hearing. We will never forget their pain. It can never be said too many times. We accept responsibility for our role in the campfire, and all 23,000 employees are committed to making sure our equipment never again causes a catastrophe like this." Early yesterday morning, detectives with the Eureka Police served a search warrant on the 1800 block of Allard Avenue in response to complaints about drug activity. Humboldt County DA's office narcotic canine assisted in the warrant service. 63-year-old Patricia Waxler of Eureka and 46-year-old Carl Keeler of Eureka were contacted in their trailer, detained without incident. Inside the trailer, they found 146 grams of methamphetamine, scales. Waxler was in possession of over $1,300 in currency and arrested, taken into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Humboldt County Civil Grand Jury out with a report focused on the county's custody and corrections facility, including the jail, juvenile hall, and psychiatric health facility. The report reads in part, "Each of these facilities has several positive attributes, and each of these facilities has at least one problem or challenge to overcome," referring to the jail and juvenile hall having problems maintaining enough qualified staffers. The report goes on to say the psychiatric health facility is outdated and not conducive to mental health restoration. The report says a huge problem is dealing with the high number of inmates with mental health issues. The Arcata Police Department wants to remind residents that parking enforcement violations will be back on Wednesday, July 1st. The Arcata Police Department temporarily suspended parking enforcement with the exception of health and safety violations during the initial phases of the county's stay-at-home orders. And parking enforcement resuming on Wednesday, July 1st includes city parking meters, preferential parking zones where permits are required to park, and timed parking as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.